Are you so tired you can hardly recognize yourself anymore? Perimenopause has a way of stealing your energy, your spark, even your joy. And it's so much more than hot flashes. It can leave you wondering, will I ever feel like me again? This is a natural transition, and with the right support, you can feel energized, clear, calm, and fully yourself again. Hi, I'm Lindsay, a nutritionist and certified health coach. I help women like you navigate this powerful transition with natural tools that restore your energy, balance your emotions, and reconnect you to yourself. On Reclaim the Pause, we dive into practical, natural solutions for menopause, from nutrition and lifestyle strategies to emotional well-being and spiritual connection. Whether you're struggling with sleepless nights, brain fog, irritability, or simply feeling drained, this is your space for clarity, confidence, and support. It's time to honor the pause and reclaim your power. Hello, welcome back to Reclaim the Pause. I'm Lindsay, your host. Please like, share, follow, and leave me a review if you love this podcast. Today, we're diving into a conversation that feels both deeply personal and incredibly powerful. My guest, Amy D, is a transpersonal life coach, educator, hypnotherapist and healer who helps women navigate the big transitions of life, things like empty nesting, identity shifts, and spiritual awakening. Amy brings so much wisdom, but what I love most is how her own healing journey through peri and postmenopause, bioidentical hormone therapy, and a spiritual awakening has shaped the compassionate work she does now. She believes, as I do, that we carry wisdom within us and that healing happens best in community. So, Amy, I'm thrilled to have you here.
Thank you, Lindsay. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, great. So I just like to really find out how people get started on their path, especially when we think about working with other women and healing. So how did you first find yourself on this path of transpersonal coaching and healing? And really for our listeners, what is transpersonal coaching?
Excellent questions. So I'll start with maybe just a little bit of a brief overview. Transpersonal coaching relates to the entire person. So it's mind, body, spirit. So it focuses on the being as a whole. And I have experienced this on my personal journey quite a few years ago. I became an empty nesting mom and I have four kids. They're grown and they have flown. And in the process of transitioning from having a family of six, and I used to call it organized chaos, there was just a lot going on in our house, to finding myself in relationship where my identity had shifted, really, from being an at home, well, I was at home working part-time and really devoted to raising our children. That was my main focus at the time. And something started shifting in me, and something became very apparent very quickly once they were all gone. And that was that I was really questioning who I was. It was some very basic existential questions. Who am I? What am I doing? What's my purpose in life? Where am I going? And the answers are still unfolding. I have not figured it all out yet. However, I have definitely been led down some incredible pathways. And the paths that have taken me to where I am today have been truly, as you mentioned in the introduction, I believe we heal in community. And, you know, I spent a lot of time early on in the early stages of trying to figure out who I was alone, looking for resources, looking for help. And it led me to actually attend the School of Metaphysics, actually, which was surprisingly a place where I started to develop a spiritual relationship with myself. And I had been brought up and raised Catholic and gone to Catholic schools and all of those things. And yet I really didn't feel connected to this spiritual aspect of myself. So this was a real opening, an opening to understanding a deeper part of myself that I yearned for. And I remember one of the first classes I sat down, I'm like, oh my gosh, where has this been all my life? I've been looking for this to really connect deeply with the spiritual, my spiritual essence. And so that I'm going to say was the beginning of the journey, which then, of course, became a series of breadcrumbs that led me from one experience to another. I was first a student and then became a teacher and at the school. And then that led me to understanding that there was some extra baggage that I was carrying around, and I wasn't really sure how to navigate that. So a friend suggested that I try counseling, and I did. And the person that I went to was beginning a program, a group healing program with some retreats. And it was called the Personal Transformation Intensive. And essentially, over a course of weekends, you would go and in group sacred circles, you would sit. And we did some amazing and incredible deep work, deep healing work. So much so that that opened up within myself this desire to really. I saw the potential that it had to heal because I was healing exponentially and I wanted to share it with other people. And so, one of the first things that I did while I was on that part of my journey was I became a certified clinical hypnotherapist so that I could partake in those retreats as an assistant, essentially, and continue the journey of helping other women and other men as well. It was just a women's retreat. And, it changed my life. It truly transformed my life. And I learned so much about what's possible, what lies within our subconscious minds, what information and how wise our bodies are. And really, it was navigating through all of the healing that I did, not just for myself, but also witnessing with other people and sitting in sacred circle as a witness. Developing so many different skills. Probably one of the greater gifts was to be an active listener, to truly be able to witness another person's experience and process, is really a gift and a real honor to be able to sit with other people who are healing. So this led me to continue to want to deepen my experience. And as I was becoming awake to consciousness and understanding, you know, the different parts of our being, our ego, our personality, and all of who we are, essentially, became a quest. And I feel like I've been on this spiritual quest since then.
Wow, that's quite the journey. I know it's probably a condensed version of everything that's gone on. But I think that the theme is that you really found yourself and became aware of self. Who is it? Aristotle said, know thyself, right? And I think that's one of the biggest challenges we have is really learning to ask those deeper questions. What, who, why, where, like, what's the point of all of this? And then exploring those and finding answers in a really beautiful way that gives your life more purpose. And also, I like what you said that healing is really within us. If we can open that door and see that or be guided to that, you know, with someone like you or, you know, a coach or in a community, that we can actually be guided to that place. And I think that's really beautiful and anyone can do it. Starting is the hard part. Yeah.
I think taking the first step sometimes can be the most intimidating, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like where do we go? What's that next best choice? You know, we're all in different places. And, you know, I'm a Christian and my spiritual journey brought me to Christianity because I grew up in the secular world and I never was exposed to those types of religions. And I sought everything else, all the philosophies and everything else first. But, you know, so for me, it was kind of like going the other way where I'm really going, oh, I'm going to experience all these things. But for me, I really didn't find that spiritual awakening and healing until I came into the Catholic Church. And that was a beautiful. So I love hearing everyone's different experiences and knowing there's more than one way to get there and find personal healing. So I would love for you to share your menopause journey. This is something we've talked a little bit about, and I think what I love about your story is it's similar in context to mine, is what I like to call the dark side of menopause. Maybe the things that aren't always spoken about or left unspoken a lot in menopause. You know, we talk about hot flashes and physically how we feel, and that drain, but we don't often talk about that mental piece and how it can kind of leave us feeling broken. And again, for me, that was a place in my life where I felt like, what is my purpose? You know, what's going on? It was this big shedding of a lot of things that no longer served me in belief systems. So I would love to hear your journey on that, especially as a transpersonal coach.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, and I hope that the listeners can hear through what you shared earlier that we all have our own. It's a very personal journey, and yet there are some very what would I like to say? The common experiences that we have that sort of validate our personal experience. And so I too appreciate hearing other people's stories because while my story may be different from yours or someone who's listening to this, it gives the foundation for us to listen to one another with compassion and empathy because I think that every woman's journey is unique. And
Definitely.
so I just wanted to say that. And so my early onset with perimenopause started in my mid-40s. I had four children. I think I mentioned that early. So, and what I noticed is a lot of grief was coming up for me as my body was going through all of the physical changes, and deep sadness kind of overcame me. And you know, when you talk about darkness, I think for me, a lot of it what revolved around feeling all alone and isolated and not really knowing where to turn for support or for answers. It was one of those things where I just felt really lost. And I was speaking to a friend. At the time, I was very involved in tennis, and I spoke to one of my tennis friends, and she had actually gone through not a natural menopause, but had had a hysterectomy. And so she had gone through some different withdrawal symptoms and things like that. And she gave me the name of a doctor who worked with women with bioidentical compounds, I guess is what I want to say. And I have to tell you, I was a little skeptical initially about trying it because I'd never really heard of that exact thing. But she was so convincing and she told me that it really helped her. And I was like, I was willing to try anything at that point because I wasn't sleeping. I had awful hot flashes. The night sweats and the insomnia were probably my worst part of the experience. The daytime flashes, I think I could handle with some grace, but not being able to sleep just really shifted everything for me. And I just didn't feel, I didn't feel well. And it snowballed. And so by the time I ended up in the doctor's office talking to her, I said, you know, I need help. I don't know where else to turn at this point. She said, we're here and we're going to do a full blood panel and we'll figure out, you know, exactly what it is that's going on and where the imbalances are and all of that. And so I went through all of the procedures, the testing and whatnot, and it's been quite a while. I don't really remember how long it took. It was a process. But eventually, I was prescribed some bioidenticals that had the right combination of the chemicals and the hormones that I needed in order to provide some relief for me. And the first relief that I experienced was through being able to get some sleep, some uninterrupted sleep. And I just want to say it was such a gift because the sadness and the depression were so intense. I just was really, really grateful for that. And, you know, as a mom, my kids were grown. I think I still had one in high school at that time. And it's really challenging to be able to find the words to explain what's happening and what you're going through and all of that, right? But I know that they knew that I wasn't myself as well. So, so I think probably one of the greatest gifts that I received in all of that was listening to my friend and trusting my friend's advice, but also trusting my inner, just something was telling me, get help. No matter what it comes, whatever comes your way right now, you just need help. And accepting the help, I think, was a real rite of passage for me.
Yeah. And I mean, it's wonderful that you were able to actually find quality help up front, because a lot of women will search and not get answers or say, you're fine or this is a normal thing. And so, what a blessing that you were able to get that help. And then, it sounds like sleep deprivation was one of the main causes of really that depression or, the anxiety and just all the things. Like you said, it snowballs where you have one piece that's missing, which is a huge piece. Sleep is a big piece. And it's a lot of times where women start to feel off and they're not exactly sure how to adjust. I don't know why I'm not sleeping. Yes, I'm waking up with these hot sweats, but maybe I've always been a hot person or who knows what it is. And so it does start to get to a point where it's almost like desperation. Please, somebody come in and intervene here. I had a very similar experience, with I've always struggled with sleep, but and having started early onset in my mid-30s, and I had none of my peers had gone through it or were going through it, and even that's the case now because I started so early, and I really had that same feeling that you had of that isolation and like I'm walking this alone. I don't know anybody who's dealing with this, and at the time it's more well talked about now. You're seeing it more on social. There's more doctors like on Oprah coming out. And I think there's more information, but certainly when we were going through it, there was a lot less and a lot less providers. But it left me in a very dark place and really wondering what the heck is going on with me. Like you said, your people knew, your family knew you were off, but no one could really pinpoint what's going on here. And I took the route because I'm a functional nutritionist of like targeting my nutrition and emotional system, like exercise. Like I'm gonna do all the things. And I did get better, but eventually I did go on some bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, not estrogen because that wasn't something I needed, but I had always suffered really low progesterone through my whole life. And for various reasons, lots of different things bring that on. But so it's kind of like, I just want to ask, when you kind of felt like you were more leveled out, did you also then feel like you still wanted to do or needed to do additional interventions like nutrition and that more spiritual work within that? Like you were just able to cross that barrier where you had then the, I guess, bandwidth to do it.
Yes, absolutely. I think having some restoration of sleep is reestablish some normalcy in my life, because I really felt like I had PTSD. When you don't sleep well at night, after night after night for months on end, you get really off. It really can create an imbalance in you. And so, yes, I think that it was the beginning maybe of seeking more understanding. Okay, this is happening to me physically, physiology, but what else is behind all of this as well? And, curiously, it wasn't sh too much longer after that, that whole process of starting the school of metaphysics and then going to therapy and all of those elements came. So yes, all of it is a part of the journey. I think it's one of the reasons why I chose to become a transpersonal life coach, because it is about the whole person. It's all aspects of our experience. And the physical aspects, incidentally, are really the way that it called my attention to a problem. So it was my body that was screaming at me to find a solution. And many years later, when I became a clinical hypnotherapist, I was able to understand the relationship between the mind, the body, and the spirit, and how listening to our bodies are so wise. And when we learn how to tune into that and into the energy of the body and finding the source of those things, which oftentimes are way older,
Yes.
than we have any awareness of. So things like limiting beliefs that you have about yourself surface. And it was a whole journey in undercovering, uncovering some of the missing pieces for me and why I think I was feeling really lost and alone. Was not understanding that the answers really do live within me. And it really took me on this spiritual path and journey to discover that in order to come back to myself.
Yeah, that's really beautifully said and articulate. And I always love to speak with my clients that your body is sending you messages, your mind is sending you messages, and you should listen to them. It's your job to listen because the longer you ignore it and you push through and plow through, the more dysregulated and almost the longer it takes to get back to yourself. But I think I also relate to what you said is that you do have to address old traumas and grief and stuff that maybe you were too busy. You were having kids or you're working and you shoved all that stuff away and your body could handle it. But there's muscle memory in everything that happens to us. And there's stuff that's stuck in our subconscious, or like you said, these false belief systems that are like ruling our life that we developed when we were like 2 or 5 or something, you know, that's just like stuck there. And there's just something about going through this process that pulls it all to the surface.
Yeah. It allows you to see what it is that you're thinking and believing about yourself. Our thoughts are extremely powerful and we don't even realize it. You know, we think mostly the same things over and over again. And when we get hyper-focused on not feeling well, we create more unease. And I think being able to look at it from, maybe a different perspective of, okay, my back hurts. What is that about? You know, maybe tuning into the pain. Is it sharp? Is it, do I feel like it's, compressed? And how is that relating to something that's happening in my life? Do I feel supported in this moment? Or is there something that's really pressing on me to get done that I'm not paying attention to? So, I mean, they're really subliminal kind of messages too that come out that allow us to really tune in to, oh, let me pay attention here. Let me actually take a walk or go sit in nature, which is where I find myself to really disconnect from all the busyness and all the distractions, if you will. Nature is very healing for me, and as it is for, I'm sure, many, many people. But my relationship to nature shifted and changed as a result of this, because I find myself seeking opportunities to be outside, seeking moments of connection with nature, with the sun or with trees or with water. Water is very cleaning and health cleansing for me. I find it very soothing to be around water, for example. And so I gift myself with moments of time to get outside and absorb some sunshine and some, maybe sit in a quiet place, or even if it's in a park, it doesn't matter, where there's children laughing. Whatever it is that taps into that sense of, ah, I'm okay and I'm connected, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I really like that you bring up the fact that this transition helped you make time for self-care and recognize that you need those things in your life, and that that's one of the ways that you can support yourself and regulate your nervous system and kind of get that vagus nerve back online, right? Get into rest and relaxation, or restore, rest and digest, however you want to say it, and come back to yourself. And I'm also a huge fan of nature. I live in an area where there's tons of waterfalls, so I'm able to to walk in a few minutes, be near water. If I feel that, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed or whatever's coming up, and really reset myself. And I think talking about those tools with women is so empowering. Like, there's so many things that we can do. It doesn't have to be crazy. We don't have to overhaul our whole lives. We can take simple action and start feeling better now.
It's really true. And even when the weather is really not great outside, you can take those active imagination trips in your own imagination. You know, just sit in a chair, close your eyes, and visualize yourself in a peaceful, in your most peaceful place. Done that many times. Maybe put some music on or listen to nature sounds. That can help too.
Definitely. Sound therapy is one of my favorite things to do, especially if you find stuff that's like an ocean or a stream, or not everyone likes water. I know someone who's like, oh, I can't stand it, it's so loud, but it's like there's something out there for everyone. So for our listeners who may be in a time of transition, whether it's in perimenopause or menopause or beyond, or another life transition, you know, empty nesters, and they're having kind of this identity shifts going on, what do you think one piece of wisdom you could offer to them that would help them trust themselves a little bit more at just during this time?
That's a beautiful question. And it may be different for different people,
Yes.
depending on their what brings them peace. I would say whatever you know about yourself that brings you peace, whether it's listening to music or taking a walk or taking a bath. Some people like being distracted. And they would rather be distracted doing something rather than being with themselves. I would still say, I would probably recommend try to find within yourself the experience of observing your thoughts to connect with what's going on within you. And to really just gently, be gentle with yourself. What am I believing about myself right in this moment? And see what comes up. And it may not come in the form of a thought. It might come in the form of a memory, maybe an image. It could even be a smell. Our senses are so incredible. A sound. It could come in many different ways just to tap in and pay attention. And just give yourself the gift of your own presence. Because I think so many of us seek the answers outside of ourselves first, instead of allowing ourselves to tap in inward into our own heart and to really find that wisdom that you carry within yourself. And I will say it's for me, it was a practice that I developed over time. I like to meditate. And I know that that's not everybody's potion, and that's okay. Some people love to do it, and some people find it challenging. And it isn't the one solution, right? It works for those who it works for. Whatever it is that brings you a sense of calm and peace, that's what I would offer for someone going through a transition. And particularly, instead of seeking the answers outside of oneself is to first look inward. And what am I feeling? Tap into the feeling. Our feelings are also very important and very powerful. They allow us to really understand and deepen our relationship with what is here, what's here in this moment. So I would want to know what's present, what's arising in a given moment.
Yeah, that's so wonderful to that you shared that. And I really think that it's so important that when we recognize how we're feeling, instead of judging or shaming ourselves, which I think often happens, especially as women, that we can ask a different question, like, I wonder why I'm feeling that way, or I wonder why that made me angry. I wonder why I'm exhausted in this moment. And like you said, asking that question and allowing that space, well, sometimes a memory will pop in your head and you go, oh, now I know what that's related to. And then you can dig down a little bit further and kind of face and embrace that. And then you're able to see, like you said, it's a practice. Each time you go in and you ask those gentle questions, it's an opportunity for growth and recognition, as opposed to shame and guilt and that resentment and all that other stuff that builds up when we push it aside and we don't address it. So I really like, and I think, like you said, it's different for everyone. It doesn't have to look the same. Everyone has their own unique way that they heal and their own wisdom, their own innate wisdom, which I think oftentimes is stolen from us, where, we go on to social or chat GPT or something, we're looking for an answer, but actually if we just get quiet and pause a minute, we have it within us. And so I think that's a great thing. And that really moves us into the reclaim the pause reflections. So I love to do this with all my guests to help women know that you can heal in all different ways. So all my guests will usually give different answers to these, but in my coaching business, I work in the three pillars of health: physical nutrition, emotional system regulation, and spiritual connection. So we're very similar in the way that we function, because of course you can't have healing without all of these. So physical nutrition, what's one way you're currently nourishing your body through food, movement, or rest?
I would say one of the things that I am currently doing is I have given up drinking coffee, and I did a cleanse about a month ago, and it just brought to my awareness how much coffee I was consuming and how I didn't really love the way that I needed to have the coffee at all times of day. And so I decided to go on this cleanse and I gave it up. And I haven't gone back since. And instead, I am drinking some tea, some herbal teas, because I like hot drinks. But I'm giving myself permission to just be caffeine coffee free during this time. And I'm just honoring that something within me arose that said, let's try this. And I don't shame myself. And if I feel like having a cup of coffee tomorrow, I will pour myself a cup of coffee. It hasn't happened. But I did that when I became a vegetarian too. I remember when, for health reasons, I decided to become a vegetarian, and the person, the nutritionist that I was working with, was just like, because I was like, how am I going to give up meat? I couldn't even fathom how I was going to give up meat. She said, you do it one day at a time. And that has served me. That lesson has served me for everything that I do. I can do anything one day.
That's great. I think that's so cool. And I'm always saying caffeine is an illicit drug and you should be careful how you use it. And so our brains get so addicted to caffeine and our bodies respond in these super intense ways. And you're right, everything is one day at a time or 15 minutes at a time sometimes, right? So when life feels overwhelming, and I think you kind of already answered this, but what helps you reset emotionally or calm your nervous system down?
I think the very first thing is breath, to become aware of my breath. And to, in fact, just when I am in a state that requires my attention, I just pause and just take like a cleansing breath to reset. It really resets my nervous system. And then it also helps lead into stilling the busyness of my mind. I do a lot of things. And as we all do, we all have our busyness. And I also want to make room for beingness, because I have learned that when I honor that part of myself and I just allow myself to be and to practice that, everything else flows much smoother.
Yeah, that's so. I love hearing that. And breath work is so important. I went through, some heavy chronic illness in my life. And one of the things I learned at that time, when I'm like adrenaline rushing or you get in that busy, is just slowing down and breathing will immediately turn your nervous system a different direction.
Sure.
And I always say something similar that I want to be a human being, not a human doing, just a human being where I just get to be with myself. I don't, you know, I my self-worth isn't attached to my accomplishments. At least I tell myself that, and I try to live that. It's not always easy to do, but just like I have self-worth outside of whatever successes I'm trying to reach. And breath work can kind of help you calm down into that. Like, okay, this is okay. So lastly, what's been grounding or nourishing your spirit lately?
Oh my gosh, my granddaughter, without any, it doesn't even
Oh.
take anything to think about that. She is 4 months old. She was just here visiting from out of town for a week, and her presence allows me to tap into unconditional love just by looking at her. And being in her presence is so easy and calming. And I love children, so children have that effect on me. And watching my daughter be a mom has been the greatest gift, just watching their bond and their interaction. But you know, they were here up until yesterday, and they just went back home. And I was grieving yesterday that they were gone. But it's something that I'm very aware of. How the innocence and their capacity for presence just really blows me away.
Yeah, they live in the moment, no doubt. That's they're not outside themselves yet. You know, they get to just be kids and oh, that's beautiful. That's nice you have a grandbaby in your life. So, Amy, thank you so much for sharing your story today and your vulnerability and wisdom. I know that our listeners are going to take something from it and for their own journey, and feel less alone, right, in this process. So, for anyone who wants to connect with you, can you give us some details about, you know, how someone could do that?
Yeah, thank you for that question. Yes. So I have a website as my for my transpersonal coaching. It's called pathwaystopurposecoaching.com. You can email me at amy@pathwaystopurposecoaching.com to connect with me directly. I also have a podcast where Lindsay's going to be my guest next very soon, and I'm very much looking forward to it. It's called Into the Heart, Finding Wisdom Within, and I am also on the major podcast sources. I'm also on Instagram. My handle is Pathways to Purpose Life Coach, and on Facebook at Amy DeGrosa. So those are some ways that people can find me.
Great. I'll have all that in the show notes. And then lastly, did you have a freebie or a gift you want to offer our listeners if they want to, you know, just see how you work on a deeper level?
Yes, absolutely. Just this week, I have published a meditation about returning to the now. So it's very appropriate for what we're talking about. So you can find that on my podcast. But I also have a free gift on my website where you can download a journal. It's a reflective journal. And it's really, it guides you through a bunch of different steps to help you dial down into your desires and connect to to different levels of yourself. So it's a very intentionally designed reflective journal. And there's also it comes with a heart meditation. So I hope that people will sign up for that.
Yeah, I those both those resources sound amazing, and I'm definitely going to go in and grab mine. I love meditations and use them also. So thank you so much, Amy. Until next time, remember it's time to honor the pause and reclaim your power.
Thank you, Lindsay. It was such an honor to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Before you head out, don't forget to download my free guide, Perimenopause Hell and How to Overcome It. It's a short, powerful resource to help you start rebuilding your energy and peace, one simple step at a time. And if you're wondering where you are on the menopause journey, head to menopausewithlindsay.com and take my free quiz today. You can also connect with me for a free discovery call if you're ready for real talk, real solutions, and personalized support. All the links are waiting for you in the show notes.